The average golfer may not be familiar with most of the rules behind the game. Even the professionals at times need to bring in a marshal to straighten out a situation. But the etiquette behind the sport usually deals with common sense. And Stephen Barber, golf professional at Locust Hill Country Club in Pittsford, says too many new golfers these days just aren't prepared.
You know, I think it's actually changed in the last probably 10 or 15 years. A lot of people that haven't really grown up with their fathers or grandfathers playing golf are now getting into golf, and they don't know the history behind it. They weren't taught any etiquette and don't know anything about it. So I would have to say that the etiquette has really gone down.
Areas of concern include repairing damage done to the course, replacing divots and ball marks, keeping the pace of play moving, and leaving golf carts and pull carts off of the greens and tee areas.
I guess what I'd say is respect for not only the golf course when you play it, being aware of, you know, the other people that have the opportunity to play on that golf course, whether it be private, public, whatever. And I think a lot of people think that, you know, because I pay my money, that gives me the right to do whatever I want. And that's not true.
Barber says it'd be nice if aspiring golfers could watch the pros on television for tips, but too often the players aren't involved.
Their caddies do it all. They have somebody there doing all the work for them that you're supposed to do as a player. And what you do see on television is you never see a player go fix his ball mark. You never see a player fix his divot. You know, you never see golf carts because they all walk. And they usually take a long time to play, and they don't play until the camera's on them, and that's really not how you play golf at all.
Longtime golfer Eleanor McLear believes proper etiquette should be just part of the sport, and that should go for the fans too, whom she says are overly noisy and inconsiderate, especially the "you demand" shouts coming from galleries all the time. McLear also is disturbed to see the differences at public and private facilities.
There are a lot of things that don't happen on a public course that automatically happen on a private course, where you're expected to finish in 4 hours, and if you're playing slowly, you're expected to allow the foursome behind you through. Drinking is another thing on the course. It's just an accepted rule that you don't have a case of beer out there with you on the golf course. And a lot of people consider that part of playing golf. That isn't particularly what I like to see.
Golfers should avoid walking through someone's line on the putting green, should always yell four when a shot may jeopardize other golfers, should know when not to hit if you're too close to the group ahead, should mark your scorecard off of the green, and should avoid swearing and throwing clubs and anything else that could distract other players. Stephen Barber.
I think it's what scares people off sometimes about the game. They're afraid they're going to do something wrong. But I know there's some countries in France, Sweden, and that where they make you spend a certain amount of time with a golf pro and then actually take a written exam to know the basic etiquette before they'll allow you to play on a golf course. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Golf etiquette,